You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Mike Wolf. He is an entrepreneur and president of Wham Enterprises, LLC, a company he co-founded in 2005. They work with small businesses to help them increase their presence on the internet and through mobile technology. Mike, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Excited to be here. Thanks, Eric.
Definitely, and definitely want to hear more about mobile technology. So why did you create Wham Enterprises, and what do you do?
Well, a partner of mine, Ryan McNeil, and myself co-founded Wham Enterprises as a way to help businesses expand using the internet. And primarily it started with helping small businesses get on eBay and anything they could do to really move the business and maybe get rid of inventory. And that was back in 2005. So as things evolved, it became more of marketing and helping businesses with websites, search engine optimization, social media, content creation, really anything that we could do to help them grow and be found using the internet. And at the same time, we're starting to introduce mobile technology. So really, it was our passion of helping small businesses and working with the entrepreneurs and business owners as a way to help them grow.
Who are your clients, and why would they choose Wham Enterprises?
That's a good question, Eric. We thought we'd fall into a niche, but we really haven't. We work with everything from finance companies, wedding and event planners, e-commerce, retail. We really have kind of a broad array of clients. We just started working with a national law firm. So we haven't really settled into a niche. We kind of put the best practices into place, and it works with everything. Now, it'll change if it's an e-commerce company compared to a brick-and-mortar retail, but really there's a design in place that works for everyone. As for why do they work with us, I like to think it's because we're honest and straightforward and make it easy for them. We want to take it off their plate in a lot of cases, or be able to work with their marketing team and really make things as easy as possible. And I think that's kind of the key to the internet and a lot of the social media and mobile technology is simplify things. And I think that's one of the reasons, or maybe the major reason, that that companies really resonate with us.
What's one mistake businesses make when first jumping into social media? That's something that I'm sure listeners need to certainly pay attention to.
Yeah, it's a good question. I actually get asked that a lot. And I think the biggest mistake that companies make when they jump into the social media arena is they think of themselves. And, you know, they sign up for Twitter or Facebook and just start shouting about themselves, posting pages from their website or specials or their own success stories. But when you think about the internet and social media itself, it's about connecting and exchanging information. So really, what you have to do as a business is provide quality information, something that people want, and you got to be willing to give that to them. And in exchange, they're going to follow you, like you, and share you. And that's really what you're looking for, ultimately, is the development of that relationship and the engagement of the consumers or potential consumers, where if you go out there and just start saying we're the best at this, you're probably not going to develop the relationships that are going to help you grow.
Today we are joined by Mike Wolf, president of Wham Enterprises, LLC. They work with small businesses to help them increase their presence on the internet and through mobile technology here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, one piece of advice you can offer businesses looking to grow using social media and the internet?
Yeah, I think it'd be tough to maybe just give one, but I'll try here. I guess I would say, in terms of social media and the internet, and one piece of advice is invest in your content. And that's what's going to work for you, and that's what's really going to get people involved. And what I mean by that is you know, your website should have a blog attached to it, not a separate site that's a blog, really one site, and on your website have that blog feature, and it's going to work for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you'll see that in your search results and the traffic that's coming to your site. It often gets overlooked. And from this blog feature for your content is you can then use that as a hub to share everything on social media. So you would take whatever content that you've written or have on your blog, you'd put it out on Twitter and out on Facebook, and then people can click and come back and see your website and the different things. Maybe they come back for that one blog post, but really then they can see what else you do and your other areas of expertise. Maybe they say, I didn't know that you guys did that. So really kind of investing in that content that's going to generate a buzz or an interest from people and make you the expert, the place to go for all the information in your specific industry. I think that's probably the best piece of advice I could give.
What do you feel is next for marketing moving forward? I mean, we've seen so many changes over the last 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, I was recently in a seminar where they said in the last 5 years, marketing has changed more than it did in the past 50. And I think you can see that happening almost every day as it continues to evolve. But I think really what we're going to see next is mobile technology taking over. And whether it's the iPad or the iPhone or a Droid or a tablet and maybe a combination of those two, who knows what the future holds for us. But really the mobile device is where it's at. And the reason being, it's on people at all times. And when they're using it, they're likely looking to take action. And I use the example all the time. If I'm looking up a pizza place in my phone, I'm probably going to click the call button and place an order. So it's something that people have them at all times. More people are getting smartphones. So I think we're going to see an increase in the mobile app technology and mobile websites. And I think it's an opportunity for small businesses to really connect on a local level and maybe get more people in the door. So really, I think mobile technology is going to be next. And you know, whether it's in a couple of years, a few years, or 5 years, I think it's important for businesses to really focus on that.
Good information and very insightful. Now, tell our listeners where they can get more information about WAM Enterprises, LLC online.
Sure. They can visit our website. It's www.whamenterprisesllc.com. And we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter at WAM_enterprises, and LinkedIn too. So we're in as many places as we can possibly be.
Very good to catch up with you, Mike. He is Mike Wolf, president of WAM Enterprises, LLC. They work with small businesses to help them increase their presence on the internet and through mobile technology. And the website of reference, once again, is WAMenterprisesllc.com. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. Talk to you soon.
This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of ETN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.